fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the first day of February. Prepper tip of the day. It's still winter. Yep, it's still winter. First day of February. You want to make sure you all check your winter car kits. Make sure you've got what you need in there. That if you've got water, it hasn't frozen and made a big mess. Things haven't been taken out and not replaced. It's still wintertime, and that car kit, under certain conditions, could literally be a matter of life and death. So make sure that car kit is all squared away. We have open lines this hour. Take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Okay. 50 years ago today was the third day of the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. Third day of the Tet Offensive, the day that things started turning around for us, us Americans, the Allied forces in Vietnam. It's not talked a whole lot about the other allies that were there. For example, where I was in Canto, there was a contingent of Australian soldiers. Occasionally I'd pick one up that was hitchhiking. Maybe once in a while they'd pick me up while I was hitchhiking. I don't know what they did there. They seemed like a fun bunch of guys. A lot of Koreans, the ROK Marines, as they were sometimes called, ROK, R was an acronym, ROK, Republic of Korea. They had a reputation for being really good soldiers and were dramatically and greatly feared by the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese both. Korean soldiers really hated communists and communism. They really did. I think it was in their DNA to hate communists as strongly as I did. There were troops from other countries, and that's just the two that come to mind. Not that many. Americans were obviously, clearly, the largest numbers of foreign fighters, to use the modern parlance, fighting on behalf of the South Vietnamese government. It was It was a big war. We had as many as more than 500,000 troops in Vietnam at one time during the heights of the war back in 67, 68, 69. That's a lot of soldiers. The majority of them were rear echelon. About 20% or so were actually, their day-to-day job was combat. That wasn't my day-to-day job, officially anyway. It's one of the things about that war is that there was no front lines, as in every previous war we'd ever fought, with the possible exception of the Revolutionary War. There was no front lines or behind the lines. The U.S. Army, where I was, they rented space for my outfit to be in a city of Canto, a city of a million people. They rented basically what amounted to apartment buildings. The first building was a 3 or 4 story apartment building. The ground level was originally set up to be retail, I believe, that we used for our operations, set up our printing presses. And then all the rooms above that were all basically apartments where the men stayed, enlisted and officers both. We eventually, when we became a battalion instead of a company, they rented a second building that had just been built. In fact, we were waiting for it to be completed to have our people move in, another apartment building. And as we expanded, we rented still another building to expand our operations. Spread out over about a mile apart from the farthest two ones. And every time we went out into the street, we were on the alert for Viet Cong terrorists. That was just the nature of that situation. We had a caller on hold here. We got Rob in Illinois. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, John.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
All right. I was hoping you can maybe describe with examples to us the differences between the soft coup and the hard coup, and perhaps using examples of Kennedy and Nixon to do that. And go ahead. Start, if you can. Start there,
okay.
Please.
Well, let's, first of all, coup is a French word meaning a illegal or change of power in a government. Is what we're talking about. Well, a hard coup would involve, use the example of John F. Kennedy being assassinated. That's in fact what happened. It was a coup where Lyndon Johnson, I'm convinced, was part of. I'm not sure how big a part of the assassination of President Kennedy to transfer power from a man who was on one hand anti-communist, but on the other, a combat veteran of World War II, and he understood what war was and what war could accomplish and what it couldn't accomplish. The powers that be wanted war, and President Kennedy wanted peace. So that's a good example of a hard coup, is that assassination. President Nixon, I'm not so sure the parameters, if President Nixon being sacked meets all the parameters of a coup or not. He screwed up dramatically, ordering his operatives to get information from the Democratic National Headquarters, information about either illegal or immoral or both activity on the part of the Democratic National Committee. And the thing that brought him down was lying about what happened as opposed to what actually happened. Nothing all that much changed. Right. You know, there was a lot of turmoil. His vice president was on the take, and the former governor of Maryland, I believe. So he didn't last very long. And then we had Gerald Ford come in and take over, who was an insider, of course. And Gerald Ford was part of the Warren Commission that investigated the assassination of President Kennedy. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll differ as far as the events of Nixon and the plumbers and so on. I think we'll differ, I believe. I don't know. I believe something different. I believe he was not in the know. And, yes, he did screw up when he did try to cover it up. That is his mistake. He got soft-clued. He got soft-clued hard, is my belief. He wasn't in the know. He didn't have to do anything that they said he was doing. He didn't have to do that. It was basically a CIA operation, and he was essentially set up. You know, he was a popular president at the time. He won his election fair and square and with a large vote and so on and so forth. So I think we'll differ there. And if you want to look into that more, I'd be obliged to hear about it later. Second thing I want to talk about is, have you heard of this Judge Anna von Reitz?
Judge who again?
Anna von, V-O-N, Reitz, R-E-I-T-Z. And her website, there's a blog site for her. It's Anna von Reitz, VONREITZ.com. And she writes legal postings like something like Ralph Winterowd does, and Al Whitney, how they get into all the laws and uncovering, you know, things like that. Well, Anna does the same thing. And now she's got over 800 postings there. And a couple of her latest postings, and if you find yourself on the website, is number 831, urgent public message to President Trump from Judge Anna. And then there's number 837, if you're over on the website, you can check that one out. It has something to do with veterans and rights to land and liberty and so on. But the urgent message, if you can do that on this show, look into that and maybe further research, but I'm curious the validity of it. And, you know, again, number one, it's the validity. If you read the message, the memo, it's a big deal and nobody's talking about it. And people hold Judge Anna, that website, in high regards. So, and I just wonder why nobody's talking about it. Are you able to access the website?
I'm looking at the website right now, and
okay. On the very first page, it'd be the home page. Scroll all the way towards the bottom because there's this long list. It starts at one. It goes into the 800s. Number 831 is public message to President Trump.
Okay.
And then something of a greater interest to you is number 837 talks about veterans. And their rights.
Big fat misunderstanding.
Absolutely. Yeah,
it looks like there's a, you can spend a lot of time here, obviously. I was not aware of her or her work. What kind of judge is she or was she?
You know, can't give you all that detail. I don't. I'm turned on this site through a caller. You know the guy that calls an RB at all time, Jeff from Idaho.
No.
There's a guy, Jeff from, I believe he's Idaho, but anyway, he works a lot with Dr. Wynn Parker, and he helps Wynn Parker with his projects and some other people. Now, he's always bringing up Judge Anna as far as what she's saying and so on and so forth. And then he brought up on Incendiary Radio this past Sunday night how number 831, and it was read on air, how this is a big deal. Basically in that thing, please read it on air or read it in private, but it's saying that everything Donald Trump did in his first year is null and void because he didn't have continuity office. His office didn't cure for a year and a day because they had the interruption of when they shut down the government for 3 days by Chuck Schumer for nothing.
Okay. All right. Well,
so this is a big deal.
I see the article here, but I can't do the show and read this both. Well, fascinating stuff, Rob, and I'll certainly check it out. Anything else?
No, regarding the energy cleaner, I'm one of those delayers. I think I've been delaying for about nearly a year now.
that's what we find is people think about it for about a year. That seems to be the typical time span.
Well, the last call you had, the doctor, is the first testimonial from somebody outside of you and Tim and John talking about it. Or is that the other guy's name, John?
I'm John.
Okay, well, I'm not sure who the other... There was another guy on the air with you. I'm not sure who he was. But anyway, aside from you guys talking about it...
You know, We've had Steve Whitman on several times, and there's been others.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So, I mean, I'm fascinated by it, and I wanna purchase into it and so on, but, you know, it's like, you know, it's one of those things. Not, you know, you can't say it works for anything. You can't give all the tests. You can't verify it because it's against, you know, legal ease. At the same time, people say, yeah, it helped me. You know, it's, so it's one of those conundrums.
Right. Well, that's why we offer a 90-day money-back guarantee to take some of the edge off that there, Rob.
Well, I got you. Fair enough. I appreciate it. You guys take care. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. The Tet Offensive 50 years ago this week was a huge wake-up call for the U.S. Army. Massive wake-up call. The all the flag rank officers and many of the officers, colonel, basically all the officers, colonel and above, were World War II veterans, full bird colonel and above. Most officers, many officers, I should say, captain and above, pretty much all the majors were Korean War veterans, especially earlier in the war. World War II and Korea, we had battle lines. And if you were behind a battle line, you were going to be pretty safe for the most part, assuming you're out of artillery range of the enemy. You didn't have to worry about terrorists and things like that of any consequence. There was some of that, I'm sure. But as the lines moved forward, everybody else moved forward, and you're behind the lines, you didn't have to have the enhanced vigilance. You didn't have to be carrying a weapon all the time, and so on and so forth. I never left the premises unless I was armed, ever, in Vietnam. If I was in uniform, I had either my Thompson submachine gun, M1 carbine, my M14, my 45 on my hip. If I was in civilian clothes, I had my 45 carried Mexican style stuck in my jeans with a shirt draped over it for concealed carry. Never went out without being armed. That simply, that was not wise. A lot of guys did when they were off duty, but not this cowboy. Because of that, the Army didn't treat the rear echelon troops by giving them what they needed to be safe when all hell broke loose. They didn't. We didn't have the ammunition. We didn't have the hand grenades. We didn't have the automatic weapons. Now, granted, an M14 can fire automatic, but it's back then, at least, it was an act of futility. It's now possible because of modern technology and modern muzzle brakes to actually shoot an M14 on full automatic and actually hit something, but back then those muzzle brakes didn't exist. So we didn't have any automatic weapons. We simply didn't. And after the first few hours of the Tet Offensive beginning, that became real apparent real quick how ill-prepared we were, with no ammunition, no hand grenades, no automatic weapons, no food. Well, we had enough food to feed every man one meal if one meal was split between two men. Every two men gets one C-ration meal. That's all the food we had. That was all the food we had to feed the men one meal if they split half between them. After that, we were out. And it was about a two-mile ride to get to where the food was with armed, angry enemy soldiers between us and where the food was. That's not very good. I recall one evening during the Tet Offensive, we sat on our roof and watched the airbase, Cantor Airfield, get blown to hell by rockets and mortars. That was pretty exciting. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you spiritually and mentally armed and ready for the battle ahead? Don't miss Hear the Watchman Dallas 2018, March 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. Join the remnant body of Christ at this powerful, life-changing event. Activate your faith and join 18 prophetic teachers of truth, including L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Donna Mary Colbert, along with this year's special guest, prophetic prayer walker Henry Groover. The time is now to gain ground and make history as we approach turbulent times. Get baptized, get trained, be freed of strongholds that bind you. You will be empowered, you will be blessed. This could be the most important weekend of your life. Join God's army in 2018. Visit hearthewatchman.com to reserve your seat today. This event will sell out. Go to hearthewatchman.com and make your reservation. And in the end, Jesus wins.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter Domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the first day of February. This event in Dallas is going to be a lot of fun. I hope a lot of you can make it there. If you want a discount, just go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down to the very colorful banner there where it says, Hear the Watchman, Dallas, Texas, March 22nd to the 25th. You click on there, and you can get a discount for the event. So let's just see here. We'll click on that. The banner's changed since yesterday, by the way. Yesterday, it said how much the discount was, and then the promotion code. And of course, it's not popping up. There it is. Yeah, we lost the promotion code that was there. Let's see. Yeah, well, we need to change that back to make sure that the promotion code is on there so you can get a discount. Now there's a video to watch and audio. There's a lot there. It's going to be a lot of fun regardless. And I hope a lot of you can make it. Okay. I've written an article about denial. It's not a river in Egypt. Denial. It's a human response. A very natural and normal and expected human response. Combat veterans learn to respond immediately, instantly to a threat. That's what keeps us alive. And here I can give a good example. Here at my place, we call where I live the resort. It was a warm summer evening. We have on our premises here, an old concrete pool meant for children. It's only about a foot deep. And at the time it had no water in it. And we decided to build a little campfire in there, a small fire, and sit in lawn chairs around the campfire in this about 10-foot diameter, now more like 12-foot diameter, kiddie pool, we call it. So we're all sitting around the campfire there and talking and just visiting with each other. Little did we know that underneath the concrete there was water. There's no way. The pool was bone dry, but underneath the concrete was water. So we're sitting there and visiting and enjoying the evening when the concrete explodes from the heat of the fire, heating up that water, turning it into steam. Myself and the other Vietnam vet, a very good friend of mine, we were instantly out of the pool 10 feet away, while everybody else, including my wife, Dr. Moore, and all our friends, which is about 7 or 8 adults, were sitting there stunned, not knowing what to do or how to do it. Now, my reaction and the reaction of my very good friend, another Vietnam combat veteran, was instantaneous. The civilians, the non-combat veterans, they sat there in denial, in their normalcy bias, not knowing what to do. And everybody who was there remembers that incident quite well because it was pretty dramatic at the time. Another incident I can refer you to. I was walking into the kitchen of my home. This would have been 30 years ago. My lovely wife thought it would be really funny to hide behind the refrigerator in the kitchen and jump out as John walks past and scare him. She thought that would be hilarious. So I'm walking into a kitchen that I know for a fact is unoccupied and empty. It's a pretty good size home with two bedrooms and a kitchen and a bath and a kitchen, a big living room and a full basement with laundry down there. So I'm walking into this kitchen I know is empty, and she starts to jump out at me, and she's on the side of me. So I've just got this movement in my peripheral vision. She really hadn't said anything yet. She was going to just jump out silently and scare me. My left arm comes up in a defensive manner, and I stop myself before I struck her because the full force of my strike was headed that way towards her. Before I realized, oh, this is not a real threat. This is only my lovely wife, Marianne. So I stopped before I struck her. Thank goodness, because I'm sure it would have caused some injury of some sort. And needless to say, she's never done that again, ever. I'm just using those as two examples of situations that come up. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the first day of February. 4 weeks from today, it will be March. How about that? Only 4 weeks away. And spring is not far behind. I'm ready for it. My website is thelibertyman.com. That is thelibertyman.com. Just looking here at my homepage, you've got the highest quality hemp oil, CBD oil, right there on the left side by Canaway. We've got field training exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. It's only 11 months to get prepared for whatever scenario you want to get prepared for. Of course, we have the newest and latest image of North America with new coastlines. Just found in the past couple of days, a TV show from 1959, Sea Hunt with Lloyd Bridges. It was one of my favorite shows when I was a boy. And it's a nice crystal clear, well, it's not crystal clear, but it's a sharp map. It's sharp enough. It is the Navy map. I'm just clicked on here. It looks like a gentleman reading the evening news, and the Navy map takes up the whole wall behind him. It looks like about a 3 by 5 foot map thereabouts. Great project. Great project. If you find a image of a continent with new coastlines on a TV show or a movie, get the screen capture to me. As a thank you, you get your choice of any of my five DVDs. So it's going to be a fun project moving forward into the year. You heard Dr. Joe talking about the energy cleaner last hour, medical doctor. He's bought 5 so far for himself, his children, even his pets. Why would he buy the second one if the first one didn't work? Why would he? Well, obviously, this is an educated man, successful in his chosen career of being a medical doctor, and he's bought 5 so far. Only $285 shipping included. The mattress pads vary in price by the size. We have twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Now keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That should help you make your decision, I hope. I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. PayPal now takes payments, by the way. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online, by the way, in case you don't know that. It is. Because they never get your information. People that you're buying stuff from, those people never get your information. So it's very secure. And I have a toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day, answered by very polite young men and women in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri, not somebody in Mumbai. That toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We lost a lot of good people during the Tet Offensive. I don't know how many hundreds offhand. It was a lot. Saigon took a real bad hit. Townsend Air Base right outside Saigon took a real bad hit. They wanted to overrun the air base, and they managed to set off the munition storage there. All that stuff shouldn't have been stored in one place, but they didn't ask me. It was such a huge explosion, it made a mushroom cloud. That's how big it was when a Viet Cong blew up the ammunition and bombs and ordnance and so forth stored there at Tanzanute. A lot of good people we lost because we weren't prepared. General Westmoreland filed a lawsuit against CBS 20-something years later. I don't recall what the outcome of the lawsuit was. But basically, it was disparaging two different ways of analyzing the war. There was General Westmoreland's intelligence staff, and then there was the CIA. The CIA had it right. They're the ones that had the analysis right. And I'm down there in Mekong Delta, a 20-year-old corporal. I'm reading both sides of the story, what the Army was saying, what the CIA was saying. And I was agreeing with the CIA. That's why I took it upon myself to store up food and beg and borrow ammunition any way I could get it to make sure I had extra ammunition for myself and my buddies. I understood what was going on. Now, Westmoreland apparently didn't count all the helpers that the Viet Cong had as being combatants. In World War II, that would have been, of course, he's a World War II vet and was highly decorated for what he did in World War II. But World War II didn't involve guerrilla warfare, where the administrative work, the health care, the supplies in World War II were all provided by the military. They took care of all those logistical things. In a guerrilla warfare, you got civilians doing those things, helping out with moving supplies, logistics, medical care, housing, all those things, safe havens. That's the way. And if you remove them from the equation, it makes it look like your force is much, much smaller than it is in reality. That's what Westmoreland did, in my opinion. The CIA had it figured out, though. They included all those civilians that were helping the Viet Cong as being part of the overall force, which was the accurate thing and the proper thing to do. Moving forward to what we have now in Afghanistan, we're calling, and part of this is psychological warfare, quite frankly. We call the Taliban fighting us, we call them insurgents. When in reality, we should be calling them guerrillas. Because we, the United States, We are a foreign invading army. Guerrillas fight foreign invading armies. Insurgents fight their own military. So by definition, of course, they're guerrillas. They're fighting a foreign invading army. Same thing in Iraq. Although there's other things that were going on there. And this, to a certain extent, this is happening in Afghanistan also. We have the president, secretary of defense, the vice president, people like that, referring to people coming to Iraq from Iran and Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Lebanon and Turkey, fighting Americans. We're calling them foreign fighters. Now, to an American, that makes perfect sense. Over there, it doesn't make any sense at all, because they're all related. Now, for six centuries, all those countries in the Middle East, Iran, well, Iran wasn't part of the Ottoman Empire, but Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Turkey, Yemen, UAR, all those countries were all one big country called the Ottoman Empire for six centuries. During those 6 centuries, you could be born in Turkey, marry a woman from Egypt, and live in Iraq. Or you could be born in Syria, marry a woman from Lebanon, and live in Egypt. Now, as Tim Spencer mentioned, and of course that was a very accurate statement, these people, they know their heritage, they know their lineage. So for 6 centuries, these men and women were moving back and forth throughout the Ottoman Empire, going to school, marrying, having families, and so forth. So when Americans talk about foreign fighters, the people over there are scratching their heads thinking, these are my cousins. What are they talking about, foreign fighters? I'm here in Iraq, and my cousin comes here from Egypt, and he's a foreign fighter. Just because of the line in the sand on a map someplace doesn't make him a foreigner. We all speak the same language. We have the same religion. We're related by blood and or marriage. These aren't foreign fighters at all. These are my cousins. But it makes it, here in the States, when the president, vice president, secretary of defense, other high-ranking people make these statements about foreign fighters coming into Iraq from other countries, It gives a kind of an exotic, more sinister sound to it, doesn't it? As if these bad people from other countries are coming here to fight the good Americans. Why are we in Iraq again? What was that reason? Oh, yeah, nuclear weapons. That's right. We went there to stop the secret nuclear weapons program that Saddam Hussein had going. That's still a secret. It's still a secret because it didn't exist. How much blood and money have been spilled there? How much? Billions and billions of dollars. Then there was, of course, Osama bin Laden hiding in a cave in Afghanistan. Well, it turned out he wasn't in a cave at all. He was in a very nice villa in our allies' country, Pakistan. Not in some remote village in what they call the territories. No. No, this nice villa was about 2 football fields away from the front gate of the Pakistan equivalent of West Point. Hardly any remote village. Do you think the Pakistani intelligence services, I believe ISI is what they call themselves, do you think they may just have known that this 6'7" skinny Saudi Arabian with on dialysis might just be in a villa 2 football fields away from the main gate of their West Point? You think they might just have known that? Of course they did. Of course they did. So we went to war with an entire country, the country of Afghanistan, because the government in power at the time gave safe haven to about 100 Saudi Arabians. It sounds like a great reason to go to war with an entire country to me. They gave aid and comfort to about 100 men, these Saudi Arabian terrorists. Saudi Arabia got a free pass, by the way. I think Osama bin Laden had something like 50 siblings, 50 brothers and sisters. It may have been 60 or 70. His father had five wives, and they all had a bunch of kids. He may have had more than five wives. You know, Muslims can only have five wives at a time, but they could have six or eight or ten over the years. It's not all at the same time if they're a good Muslim. And everybody, all the Muslims want to be a good Muslim, don't they? They want to live their life as close to the way Muhammad lived his life and duplicate the life of Muhammad as closely as they can to make sure that they get to their version of heaven and get their 72 virgins. The virgins, by the way, are 9-year-old girls with large pointed breasts who never get pregnant, never urinate, never defecate. And after they've had sex, they immediately convert back to being a virgin forever. That's who the 72 virgins are. 9-year-old girls with large pointed breasts. And that's the dream of every Muslim man who wants to duplicate the life of Muhammad and live the life of Muhammad as closely as they can. Any man who, or woman who lived through the Tet Offensive had their life changed? Of course they did. We learned that, at least I learned, all I could depend on was my buddies. I couldn't depend on the U.S. Army. I knew that. I found that out firsthand. And we all found it out firsthand. There was no U.S. Army to depend on when it came to staying alive. It was just myself and my buddies. That was it. Now, my outfit, we got through it with no serious injuries or death. Thank goodness. We weren't a major target. A lot of guys nearby me didn't have it so good. They were major targets. The 4th Corps compound, which was the brain of everything that took place in the Mekong Delta. I recall the morning briefing that we would go into. Right next to it was the comm center. And there was a bundle of wires, telephone cables going in there, that was about 8 or 10 inches in diameter of telephone cable that went into this communications room where the central communications for the entire Mekong Delta. Very, very important place. The French had built it, I don't know when, probably back in the 1920s or 30s. It had this ancient look about it. Sort of reminded me of the TV show about the French Foreign Legion. It was that style of architecture that they used wherever they went, the French colonial powers. They built the same kind of structures, whether it was Africa or Southeast Asia. Very important target that the Viet Cong, expended a lot of lives. I don't know how many men died attempting to get inside there. Maybe 400 or 500. I don't know. But it was a lot. And our guys in there, they held them off between our men inside the compound and the helicopter gunships. They held them off. It was a bloody battle. Cantil University, right across the boulevard there, was reduced to a smoking hulk. One of my buddies, he had been drafted from Lehigh University, he was a journalism student. He took a bunch of photographs and wrote an article that was published in the university newspaper there at Lehigh University. The Army found out about it, of course, and he was ordered to write no more articles, a cease and desist. He said, "No, sir, I'm an American. I have First Amendment rights to write and publish, and I will continue to do so." Well, as a consequence of that, they created a field team just for him, and he was preparing to go out. He had 4 weeks. He was assigned to a Vietnamese mechanized unit. They had 12 armored vehicles. On the average, they had 3 a month blown up with the men, typically incinerated inside these vehicles. These armored personnel carriers. Those 4 weeks, he did his homework because he knew that every month he was in the field, there was about a 25% chance that he'd be killed or seriously injured. He did his homework and he found out about a little-known program called U.S. MAPS, United States Military Academy Preparatory School, where an enlisted man like himself, if they were accepted, could go to the special school to prepare him to become a cadet at West Point. So he did his paperwork, applied for the position, got accepted, and was in the field, I think, maybe 2 months, got blown up off one tractor with no serious injury, and went off to the school, which saved his life. Here's our last break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
February. I occasionally say that John Moore went to Vietnam a boy and came back a man. I got off the plane in Vietnam. I'd only been out of high school for basically 15 months. First week of September 1967. You grow up fast in war. You do. You grow up very fast in war. Doing things that no man should ever have to do, seeing things, smelling things, becoming aware of things that no man should ever have to do. But that's just part of being in war. You grow up really fast. I was really busy there when it came time for me to leave in August 1968. I had to train three men to take over all my responsibilities. They weren't about to even attempt to find one man to do everything that John Moore was doing. That wasn't going to happen. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about human nature. I learned a lot about how brutal and barbaric war actually is, as opposed to watching movies. I hope that none of you have to experience what I did. I told my oldest grandson that I did not want him to become part of any military service for any reason. I hope he abides by that. And I'll be telling my youngest grandson the same thing when he's old enough to comprehend what that means. He's getting close. I think he's, 12 years old now? 11 or 12, I've lost track. No, I wouldn't want any of my grandchildren to have to go through what I did, or anybody else's child, as far as that goes. No, I take pride in my service and what I accomplished on one hand. On the other, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Sincerely, I really don't, and wouldn't wish that on anybody. There's other ways to grow up and other ways to gain maturity and other ways to learn what it is to be a man without going through combat. Just as valid and just as valuable. Maybe not quite as intense, but just as valuable. So here we are, 50 years after the Tet Offensive. The Tet Offensive went on for about a month. And the third day, this would be the third day 50 years ago that we were turning the tide and having the hope of winning all these battles that were taking place in all the capital cities around Vietnam. You know, the Viet Cong, the North Vietnamese totally underestimated what they were doing, the response of the Viet. They thought the Vietnamese people would rise up and join them. They did not anywhere in the country. How could they make a mistake like that? But they did. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, plenty of your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.